Looking to breathe new life into your furniture? Visit Upholstery on Broadway, conveniently located at 205 A Broadway in Arlington, Massachusetts. Their complete reupholstery services have got you covered. With over 40 years of experience, they take pride in attention to detail and commitment to quality. Call 978-460-5184 for a free estimate. That's 978-460-5184. Upholstery on Broadway, where craftsmanship meets creativity. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask as we begin this new week in service of you, this 32nd week in ordinary time, that we love you, honor you, and obey you as we look at the last things that we are focused on during this time and prepare ourselves for the new liturgical year next month. And so we celebrate you and we ask that we may always grow in your grace. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today, of course, is Monday of the 32nd week of ordinary time. And we're going to be looking this week through the Book of Wisdom. Now, I know, as you know, we are on WEZE, and this is a Christian radio station, and Catholics are Christians. Some people don't believe that, but it is true. The Catholic Church is the oldest Christian church, and Catholics are Christians. However, everyone knows that the Protestant Bible and the Catholic Bible are different, and the reason is that there is a group of more books in the Catholic Bible than the Protestant Bible, and they are called among the non-Catholic Christians the Apocrypha. The first reading that we're going to look at all this week comes to us from one of those books, the Book of Wisdom. So the Book of Wisdom is the Apocrypha, and we're going to be looking at that this week. And in light of that, it's important for, you know, for some people who may not be Catholic, they may not recognize this book, they may not accept this book, they may not believe in this book. We as Catholics too, but that doesn't mean that there is anything in this book that you should be afraid of, and that's really important. Now, I will tell you that in the Book of Maccabees, which is also in the Apocrypha, is where the Catholics get the teaching of purgatory, which I firmly believe in. However, you know, and the Protestants don't believe in purgatory. And I think ultimately when you take the difference between the two beliefs, you'll ultimately find it's not as far off as people think. But the Wisdom of Solomon is not something that you're going to find a doctrine there that you're not going to also find in the rest of Christianity. Now, we're also going to look at the fact that today is the memorial of Mother Cabrini, St. Frances Xavier Cabrini. And she is the first American citizen made a saint. She was a naturalized American citizen. She originally came from Italy. And one of the things that she did is she formed a chain of hospitals, and it was to help the poor, especially the immigrants, of which she was. And she is buried in New York City. She's buried at Fordham University in New York. And that's where you can actually view her body, is in at the shrine of Mother Cabrini, St. Francis Xavier Cabrini, right there in New York. So, and there's a high school there as well. So it's a very powerful place. They'll give you a little talk about her history and everything else. But she, again, is the first naturalized, the first American citizen. She was naturalized. The first actual American citizen who was born here is actually St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, for whom Seton Hall in New Jersey is named. So it's an important day, and it's a very, very important day on different levels as we approach the end of the liturgical year. We have this week, next week, and the week after. So we got three more weeks left. and two more Sundays in ordinary time, in a sense. The 34th Sunday of ordinary time is always Christ the King. So let us switch over and look at the Book of Wisdom. And in the reading today, which you can find in your favorite Bible, Daily Bible Missal or Daily Missal, you will find that the Lord is calling those who love righteousness. And that is what we're called to do. But this is the Book of Wisdom. This is a very interesting book. And the wise person is going to be humble before the Lord and hear the wisdom of the Lord. So that's what the wise person is going to do. So it's important for us to understand that, because when we talk about righteousness, we talk about righteousness in the eyes of the Lord. Because outside of the eyes of the Lord, people may also define righteousness and say the same thing, but the righteousness may be defined differently. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Don't forget to tell others where they can find our program. You can hear us on WEZE 590 AM and WEZERadio.com at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time. We then podcast the program on your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear us on our parish website, ST for SaintAnthonyAlston.org. That's SaintAnthonyAlston.org. And let others know where they can find us and spread the word and subscribe to our podcast. We're back, and we're talking about this powerful teaching from Mother Cabrini, from the Book of Wisdom, on this memorial of Mother Cabrini. And it's from Wisdom, the call for righteousness. And it's called, because this is the Book of Wisdom, to understand wisdom in the eyes of the Lord. Because one of the fascinating little facts, I learned this in philosophy class many years ago in the seminary, is you cannot do anything that you think is bad for you. Everything you will do, you feel it has an advantage for you. It's good for you in some way or another. Now, for example, you might eat something, we'll say some junk food. Right, we'll just say junk food. And you say, well, junk food isn't good for me, but I do that. Yes, but you also see that it provides you a good in some form of nourishment or stop hunger or whatever the case may be. But you can't do anything for yourself that you consider is intrinsically evil to you. Can't be done. No one can do that. So righteousness and God's wisdom is to help us to understand what is truly good and what is good for us. And that's where we get back down to love God, love neighbor. So we may think something is good. If we aren't well formed, then it may actually not be good, but we need the Lord's wisdom to help us to understand what is truly righteous and what is not. And that's where we go from there. So it's always being humble before the Lord and understanding God's righteousness, because it really comes out in this pretty well, this understanding that wisdom is seeking to do the right thing in the eyes of the Lord, not just do the right thing, and being humble before the Lord. If you look at this reading and you go through this, and allowing ourselves, and this is one of the key things in the Book of Wisdom, allowing ourselves to be corrected by the Lord. So it's really important for us to know that. There's this great line from the Bible, it's from the Psalms, the just man sins seven times daily. Because the person who is just is not going to be perfectly wise, because we grow in wisdom. And so he or she, even though may consider themselves just, are still going to do things that are incorrect or even wrong, because they aren't fully formed. But what the Book of Wisdom also refers to, and you'll see this week, is that those who reject God altogether and think they're doing righteous acts, they can't fully do righteous acts because they aren't infused with the wisdom of God. They're infused with worldly wisdom, and there's a lot of wisdom in worldly wisdom, but there is no divine wisdom in worldly wisdom. There is a greater wisdom there. Take that whole thing that was meant by Jesus, that was said by Jesus, where he talked about even the other prophets. He said, but he specifically mentioned Jonah, but you have a greater than Jonah here. You know, so God's wisdom, and Jesus was the embodiment of God's wisdom, or Jesus is the embodiment. Always be careful of those words. Jesus is the embodiment of God's wisdom. So we understand that reality, that this wisdom is that which comes to us from the Lord, and it is a greater wisdom. So there's righteousness, and then there's God's righteousness, and the one who seeks righteousness informed by the Lord is the one who is going to be the truly wise, and that one will judge the earth. As St. Paul talks about that, and we're looking at that. We'll be back.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com.
And don't forget, the best way you can support our parish and our program is to come to the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass on Sundays at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. That's at 43 Holton Street, H-O-L-T-O-N Street, in Alston, Massachusetts. Come to the 10 o'clock Mass and join us in worshiping the Lord in Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston. En Cristo vivimos. Looking to breathe new life into your furniture? Visit Upholstery on Broadway, conveniently located at 205A Broadway in Arlington, Massachusetts. Their complete reupholstery services have got you covered. With over 40 years of experience, they take pride in attention to detail and commitment to quality. Call 978-460-5184 for a free estimate. That's 978-460-5184. Upholstery on Broadway, where craftsmanship meets creativity.